This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, Philadelphia. Tell you what, if you are on the Schuylkill right now, take a look at Boathouse Row when you pass it. Well, you can't miss it. I mean, it is beautifully lit up purple for Kobe Bryant. And it's also the Schuylkill, the river itself is very still.
It looks beautiful.
So it's reflecting kind of. So there's this purple glow. Wells Fargo Center is purple. Ben Franklin Bridge is purple. L.A. City Hall is purple. And it's quite an honor. It's quite beautiful.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Something to notice when I was driving in. It did catch my eye this morning. Absolutely. By the way, join our Be Up Club, please, at B101 Philly. Actually, it's our Facebook page at B101 Philly, because we give away so many great prizes this morning. Teacher Tara won herself 4 tickets to the Philly Auto Show.
Very cool. Yes. Yeah. And she was a new member, and we were happy to give her those prizes. We go on Facebook Live every morning, Monday through Friday, at 5:30. We're not even on the air then.
It's not scripted. We have no idea what we're going to say. I mean, we have a
it's
a
often
general,
a train wreck.
A train wreck, but it always works out somewhere. But we give away great prizes every morning. And just join. It's so simple. If you're not a Be Up Club member, go to our Facebook page at B101 Philly. You scroll groups by this page, and you just join. And in fact, I approved somebody last night. I believe we're up like 640.
That's great.
640
That's great.
Members.
We're like
so
the 640
growing.
Member family.
Yeah,
you
we're
know
all
what I mean?
One little family there in the morning. But let's not forget, we have a lot of other prizes to give away, too. $500 IQ, $5, I should say, at 740 this morning. Also, Jimmy Buffett tickets you can win when it comes to the Wells Fargo Center. Actually, I'm sorry, that
BB&T.
Is BB&T Pavilion. And that is 8:30 when we play Beat the Bee, and that's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be a good day.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be a fairly mild day today. Morning sun, breezy, high 45, but that is still way above where we should be. It is 38 right now. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So Bill and I were just talking about how life can change for anyone in just an instant, in a tragic way, like, you know, what the Bryant family and the other families are going through, but also in a good way. And we would like to put kind of a positive spin on it this morning. Can you guys think of a life-changing moment for you that resulted in something really good? Like for me, my life absolutely changed when I became a mom in 1999. That's when my first daughter was born. That's when you realize life isn't about you anymore. You know, it's about this precious little person and the amount of love you feel like. I can't even describe it, Bill. And I know you're not a parent, and I would like to describe that for you, but
well, I'm sure it is.
That was my life-changing moment.
But it was scary at the time.
Well, of course. And I thought I was going to die in the pain of giving birth, but you forget about it right away. And the thing that changes when you become a parent, and I know I've told you this, like, life is not about you.
Yeah.
Anymore.
No.
You are not
of
the
course.
Focus. It's this little package, and you're so happy for it, you know?
And non-parents understand that. Absolutely. I have a mom, too. And she But, yeah, I'm sure that, and obviously your life is going to shift in a huge way. For me, actually, it was when my dad passed away. I was only 21 at the time. I actually started out, I had a, I don't know, 6 or 8 months in radio, but I wanted to quit. So I took a good job with the state of New Jersey at
you
the time.
You did?
I did. I worked for the state of New Jersey. There was nothing wrong with that. But after my dad passed away, I decided, you know what? I want to pursue what I want to do. I want to be on the radio. That is my dream. And then I decided that's what I have to do no matter what. And so I begged for my old radio job back, and I went from $6 an hour to $5 an hour. I took the pay cut just so I can get back in.
But are you saying because your father died, you're like, you know what? I got to live my life now to the fullest.
It was that that watershed moment, that moment of clarity, I think, that we all have. We just have to pay attention to it. And you realize that you do need to follow your own path. And I didn't want to follow his path. Nothing wrong with his path.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it my way, if you will.
My way.
In my way. But life does change in an instant for us all. What was your life-changing moment? We want to hear about it. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, life does change in an instant, that's for sure. In a tragic way, like what the Bryant family and the other families are going through, but also it could happen in a good way.
Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about this morning. That positive, life-changing moment of yours. What was it? Tara's a teacher. What was yours?
I think just watching my mom teach and seeing the reward that she got from seeing kids grow.
That's what made you be a teacher.
Yeah. And she actually begged me not to.
Is that right?
Interesting.
That was a lot of hard work. Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, at what age did it click for you?
I think I knew from the time I was maybe in middle school.
That is amazing.
That's early. That's great.
It is a calling.
And so have you found that same reward that you saw in your mother?
This year is a new position for me in that life skills program, and I think this is the year that really did it. After 14 years at that same school, not that I didn't love my job before, but this is just the most rewarding year.
So now, Tara, you teach life skills?
Yes. So in my classroom in math, we do basic time management, learning elapsed time if you need to get from point A to point B. Money skills. In reading, we work on learning how to read travel maps if you're using public transportation.
Oh, that's awesome.
All practical things that you need in life and things that I need, Tara.
Yeah, so can maybe you teach us some of this stuff, too?
Can we sit in?
So when you get home from a day of teaching, how does it make you feel, that reward?
Just that I accomplished something, even small wins we look for. Somebody learning something new, even if the whole class didn't catch the concepts for the day, we can go back again tomorrow. But if one kid got it, that's like a little mini accomplishment that we can push forward with the next day.
Yep, you got to celebrate those victories. How about you guys? What was your life-changing moment? We want to hear about it. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we're talking about those life-changing moments this morning. And maybe it was something challenging that occurred in your life that moved you into a whole new direction. Tanya, what was yours?
Mine would have to be when I became sober.
Ooh.
That's amazing, Tanya.
I'm so glad you don't mind sharing. All right, you had been an alcoholic?
Yes, I was an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 3/11/17.
That's when you became sober.
How'd you do it?
I just did it on my own. I was tired of being sick and tired.
But was there a particular day you just woke up and said, I can't do this anymore?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I hope me saying this encourages somebody else out there.
I do too, and I'm sure it will. So you're saying you're going to be celebrating, 2 years in a couple months then, right?
No, 3 years.
Oh, that's right. We're in 2020 now. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Now, Chris, how about you?
So my wife and I had to do IVF, in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
After $64,000 later, we have a little girl.
Yay!
Congratulations. And
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Worth every penny and probably 10 times that.
Yes, sir, it did. I love it. I love being a dad. It's the greatest thing.
It certainly is. Well, congratulations to you both. And we want to hear from you guys as well. Can you pinpoint that life-changing moment?
Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So what happened in your life that set you on like a different path? We've all been talking ever since the Kobe Bryant tragedy, of course, about how life can change for so many people in just an instant.
Yeah, and so we want to put a positive spin on that. So we're wondering what, like, pivotal moment in your life changed you for the better. So go ahead, Holly. What was yours?
Well, there's actually two. The first one was, like the other caller, the day I became sober, which was September 27th, 2010.
Oh, wow. We're coming up on a decade here.
Yes, ma'am. I was a drug addict and an alcoholic for over 25 years.
And what kind of support did you have to get yourself clean?
God was the one. My faith, I knew that I couldn't do it anymore on my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that he was the only one that was going to be able to help me.
And what was the other life-changing moment?
The day I became a mother.
That was mine.
I tried and tried, and I became a mother when I was 40. And he's just the most amazing kid. He's 7 years old. Super smart, super funny, super handsome, and he's my hero.
Well, you know what? You are our hero, so congratulations once again. We want to hear about that life-changing moment from you. Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So you know how we've all been talking the past couple of days about how life can just change in an instant? Well, that's what we want to hear from you guys about this morning.
Yeah. Can you pinpoint that life-changing moment that changed your path for the better? I'll go ahead, Tony.
So it was March 14th in 1989, and I actually lost my first baby at delivery.
Oh, sorry to hear.
So sorry.
That was my life-changing moment. I went back to nursing school, and I wanted to be a neonatal intensive care nurse because I felt like my life was touched by all of that. 6 weeks before I graduated nursing school, I had an extremely premature baby born at 24 weeks.
Wow.
And she was 6 hours old and enrolled in a life-saving research clinical trial. And many years later, I've been a neonatal intensive care nurse. And for the last 19 years, I've worked research.
And what about your daughter?
She's 25 years old, perfectly healthy. She's a 2 and 3D animator and just moved to Nashville last year.
Talk about a life-changing moment indeed.
Absolutely. Took a tragedy and made it the best that I can make of it. And I will say that neonatal intensive care nursing has given back to me 1,000% since that moment.
Tony, if I can just add, my daughter was born nothing like yours, but she was 7 weeks early, and she was in the NICU for a full week. And you NICU nurses, amazing work.
Love what we do. We love our babies like they're our own.
Yes, you do.
And I always tell parents, when I stand at that bedside, whether it's a staff nurse or a research nurse, I'm a mom before I'm a nurse.
I love it.
Tony, you're the best. I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You will certainly have a glorious day if you can win the IQ. It is up to $505 this morning, guys, when we play at 7:40. So make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$505 for the IQ this morning. Women do this more on a daily basis than men do. What is it?
Ashley, good morning. What is your guess?
Post to social media.
Posts on social media. Do you find yourself often posting, Ashley?
Yeah.
Constantly. It's what we do.
You outpost me, Jen. There's no question about that. You are a whirlwind on Facebook.
I think your guess is probably right, but it's not the one we're looking for, Ashley. But have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so what do you guys think? Women do this more on a daily basis than men do. What are we talking about? Again, if you guess it right, you're going to win a lot of money. $505. Here's our number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$505 this morning for the IQ. Women do this more on a daily basis than men do. What is it?
Hey, Jackie. Good morning. What is your guess?
Good morning. Cooking.
Now, who does the cooking in your household, Jackie?
Me.
You do most of it? Okay.
Bill does most of it in his house.
I love it. It's my safe place, my happy place, that kitchen.
Yes, it is.
Well, stay happy in that kitchen. However, cooking is not the answer.
Okay. Have a great day.
Michael, women do this more on a daily basis than men do. What is it?
File your nails or cut them.
Guys walking around with some claws. You know what I mean? You
gotta, so disgusting.
It's gross. Just get a clipper and cut it.
All right, I gotta say,
exactly. There
is a new show on TLC called My Feet Are Killing Me.
I saw that.
Okay, I'm trying to find it on demand, and I can't, and I so want to watch it because it comes after Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
And the disgusting toenails on some of these people, and God bless podiatrists. That's all I want to say.
Podiatry is an art. Well, listen, Michael, not what we're looking for.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Patty, what do you think the answer is?
Clean your ears.
Again, yeah, I see some guys walking around with potatoes in their ears. You got to clean those things.
That's disgusting,
it is.
Bill.
It is gross. I'm obsessed with cleaning my ears safely. Never stick anything in the ear. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. This is daily care 101.
A nurse one time in middle school said the only thing you should stick in your ear
is your elbow.
That's right.
Patty, not the answer, though. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Good morning, Carrie. Women do this more on a daily basis than men do. What is it?
I say they yawn more.
That's a great guess because we are exhausted with all the things we have to do.
Yeah, and it is so contagious. I know once somebody yawns here in the studio, we all do it. Are you a yawner at your place of work, Terry?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
How many hours of sleep a night do you think you get?
Not many because I have an infant.
Oh, do you? Oh, well, congratulations. So congrats. He or she not sleeping through the night yet, no?
He wakes up a lot.
Like every couple of hours?
Yeah.
It gets better. I promise. I promise you will eventually sleep through the night. I feel your pain, but it's all worth it, believe me. However, it's not yawning. That's not the answer.
Okay, thank you. Have a good
day. Care. Get
you
some
too.
Sleep.
Yeah, really. All right, so we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot tomorrow morning at 7:40. We're going to go up to $606. This is great. All right, keep thinking about it then. Women do this more on a daily basis than men do. What is it? We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you are still working on your New Year's resolution to lose weight, good for you. That's awesome, although it might come to a grinding halt on Sunday. Sunday is the Super Bowl.
That's right. Here are some staggering numbers of our gluttony. On average, Super Bowl Sunday, we'll eat 1.3 billion chicken wings.
Wow.
That is 327% more than usual. Huh. Domino's says they expect to sell more than 12 million slices of pizza. And if you're a guacamole fan, and who isn't, 139 million pounds of avocados will be consumed.
Love the guac.
I have a great guac tip for you.
Oh, we know. It's like citrus. Lemon juice, it keeps it from going brown.
That is a great tip. Yes, indeed. But I have the secret ingredient. What would I make it? What secret ingredient would I use in my guacamole?
Onions.
No.
Smoke. You probably make it smoke flavored.
Oh, that is good. No, actually, honestly, ground cumin. Ground cumin.
Is good in
yeah, so a little yeah. bowl of it, just like a teaspoon of it, really makes it pop.
All right.
There's my secret little ingredient. But, of course, you don't want to forget the citrus because it does keep it nice and fresh. It gets me in the mood for some chips and guac right now. And a margarita. Speaking of which, the man who is synonymous with margaritas, Jimmy Buffett.
That's
he's coming to coming to town. And we have Jimmy Buffett tickets you can win at 8:30 when we play Beat the Beast. So make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, great prizes to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a pair of tickets to go see Jimmy Buffett. He's going to be at the BB&T Pavilion on August 6th. We are playing right now with Bonnie from Reading. She was caller number 10.
All right, Bonnie, I'm going to ask Jen 5 trivia questions. And this morning's category, margaritas. Of course, in honor of Jimmy Buffett. All you have to do is guess whether or not Jen will know the answers. 3 out of 5, right? And you're going to win those Jimmy Buffett tickets. So, Bonnie, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am ready.
She is ready. Here we go. Question one, Jen. What is older, the margarita machine or the microwave? Bonnie, will she know that?
Definitely.
The margarita machine or the microwave, which is older?
Microwave.
It is the microwave, 1946, the margarita machine invented 1971.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, there we go. You're on the board, Bonnie. Good job. Here we go. Question two. Jen, the 235th rooftop bar in Manhattan is home of the world's most expensive margarita. Is it higher or lower than $1,000?
No way. Oh, my gosh.
Bonnie, will she know that?
No, I don't think she will.
You think she's going to get it wrong?
I'll guess. I mean, that's so crazy that I have to say it's lower.
No, in fact, it is higher. But good for you, Bonnie, because you bet against Jen. $1,200.
That's ridiculous.
It does go for a good cause, or at least half of it. Half the money donated to a charity of your choice.
Oh, that's good.
So you can write off half the margarita. That's a pretty good deal. All right. Bonnie, one more and you win. Okay.
Nice.
Here we go. Question three. Jen, margarita means daisy in Spanish. The daisy is April's birth month flower. What is my birth month flower?
I know that your birthday's June.
All right, so
what's
think about
flower?
It.
Flower?
Bonnie, will she get that?
Well, my birthday's June, too.
Ooh.
Do you know what your birth flower is? Because I don't know what mine is.
Well, she can't tell you.
No, do you know what it is, Bonnie?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I know my birth stone, but I don't know the flower.
All right. Well, Bonnie, what do you think she'll know that?
No, I don't think she's going to know.
Right, no, I don't know. I'm going to guess a rose.
It is a rose.
Is
you guessed
really?
Right. That
I'm
is
sorry,
right.
Bonnie.
Bonnie, what's your birth date, by the way?
The 29th.
On the 10th. Okay, here we go. Question four. Jen, still plenty of chances to win, though. Salt is important on the rim of a margarita, as you know. If I wanted to make a spicy margo, What type of pepper would I use? What is commonly used to make a spicy margarita? Bonnie, will she know that?
I think she'll know that.
What pepper is used commonly?
I don't know. It can't be ghost pepper. Ghost?
It's cayenne pepper.
All right. Well, I know you like it super spicy.
Bonnie, you started off a house of fire. It all comes down to question five.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no. I got to stop apologizing. I'm doing my best.
Jen.
Yes?
Was the world's largest margarita made in Las Vegas or San Diego?
Stupid.
Bonnie, will she know that?
I think she'll know it.
Well, you know I'm guessing.
Hmm?
San Diego.
No,
are
Las
you kidding
Vegas!
Me? Oh, my gosh. Bonnie, now I will apologize, okay? I'm sorry. I just didn't know the answers. We do have a nice consolation prize for you, though. We do have a really nice B101 gift pack for you.
You will not go away empty-handed, Bonnie.
That's okay.
And make sure you're listening this time tomorrow morning. And maybe Jen will do a little bit better.
Maybe. Better questions.
Better questions. Those are great questions.
I know.
Your chance to win those Jimmy Buffett tickets again tomorrow morning when we play Beat the Bee at 8:30. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.